The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, go ahead.
Well, yes. Now, what you're about to hear is pure comedic genius. But I must lay a disclaimer. This is going to be a little edgy. It's going to ruffle a couple of feathers. Mm-hmm. So I'm just letting you know this. This is J. Anthony Brown. He asked me, could he do it? And I kind of got an idea. I don't know exactly what it is. But I'm in support of comedy.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I'm saying we're doing this with a disclaimer.
Okay.
That no one can call us and say nothing about it. I don't know exactly what he gonna do.
Uh-oh.
But it could ruffle some feathers, ladies and gentlemen. J. Anthony Brown.
All right, what I'm about to do right now is every year a lot of people, good people, you know, meaning good, have Kwanzaa parties. Now,
okay, let's stop right there.
Yes.
I don't think it's a lot of people, but you can go ahead. You must be trying to build this joke up a little bit.
I'm trying to build it up.
And not a lot of Kwanzaa parties.
How about this, Steve? People have a Kwanzaa party, and don't a lot of people come, and they wonder why people don't come. Uh-huh. What I have is suggestions to get more people to your Kwanzaa party.
Okay.
Number one. Offer a free dashiki to anybody who will show up. One size fit all. Soon as you get there,
right here.
Bam.
Right here.
You learn it. Everybody that shows up to your Kwanzaa party, you get a free bean pie. If you don't like beans, we'll give you sweet potato. Everybody don't like beans.
I like bean pie. Oh, my God.
I love bean pie.
Okay, now this one is really good. This is really, really good. If you have a Kwanzaa party, Steve, you can demonstrate what I mean by this. Do not have more than two philosophizing brothers or sisters at your party.
No more than two?
You don't want more than two in there. You don't want two.
You know, brothers, let me say this about this time, this period that we partake of in this equestrious moment of history, defiling the gratuitousness and the barbarousness of what these holidays are.
That's why
we celebrate Kwanzaa. But I dare say, though, brother,
we have capitulated this
situation, knowing that it is far allegorically not a capability of scientific split.
Let me interject some sensibility into this conversation, okay? Because you don't want a whole bunch of them at your party, okay? It tears up the mood. Number five, ease up. This is very important. Ease up. You know what ease up mean, right? Ease up on the incense and sage, okay?
Because the back of my nose is burning.
Yeah. How my shoes smell like sage.
I got a headache.
Nauseous. It's too much.
Okay. I'm going to give you two more.
My greens taste like sage.
Okay. Number two. Number seven. You want to play something other than the Lion King, and this is very important. The African drummers don't have to play all night long. Okay?
What?
They don't, Shirley. And last but not least, don't tell nobody it's a Kwanzaa party. Just tell them to come over, okay?
But you're going to have to tell them something. You can't have a lot.
I'm having a party.
Surprise.
I'm having a party.
Okay.
All right. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.